From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham.
Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that over 50 people filled St. Mary's Parish Hall in Nassau July 17th to hear from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency about plans to start cleaning up the pollution there beginning in August. From 1952 until 1968, an estimated 46,000 tons of toxic industrial waste was dumped into the Dewey LaFelle landfill site in southern Rensselaer County, spilling into the T11A stream that heads into the Valencia Kill, a protected trout stream that runs through Kinderhook Lake in Columbia County. Now it's a Superfund site filled with PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, a suspected carcinogen. The General Electric Company begins removing the contaminated soil and sediments in August. EPA representatives could not say how much GE and other companies are paying to remove the pollution. EPA Region 2 Administrator Pete Lopez said at the meeting, and I quote, "We're going to be focusing on near-term dredging in an unnamed tributary. Most importantly, we're listening to the community, the concerns, the needs they see in the neighborhoods," end quote. Stephen Rex Brown reports in the Daily News that on July 17th, for the second time, former State Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam were found guilty on 8 bribery and extortion charges. Skelos, now 70, was sentenced in 2016 to 5 years in prison, but after a Supreme Court ruling that redefined what constitutes bribery of a public official, the two got a retrial with similar results. Skelos was a Republican, and earlier this year, former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, and his counterpart was also convicted of corruption following a retrial. Last week, Governor Cuomo's handpicked economic advisor, Alien Calorius, was found guilty of corruption charges related to the state's Buffalo Billion Development Initiative. In March, another former Cuomo aide, Joseph Pococo, was convicted in a separate corruption case. Albany's legislators and governor, though, have not passed any substantial ethics law or transparency measures in many years. In the latest corruption case, the father and son, Skelos, will be sentenced October 24th. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. Lorna Chirot Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that the Hillsdale Town Board approved $125 to install a marker at the Old Community Cemetery at its July 10th meeting. The also known as Old Orchid Cemetery on Old Town Road dates to 1767 with a headstone for Mercy Chase. There are 6 Revolutionary War veterans, and there may be Native Americans buried at the site. The Historic Homes Tour is paying for the marker, the first of 15 historical cemeteries getting marked soon in the area. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. On July 17th, Representative John Faso joined all but 3 of his Republican colleagues in the U.S. House, voting 229 to 184 for H.R. 6147, and I quote, "the spending bill for the Department of Interior, Environment, and related agencies for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2019, end quote. Does not take a position on pay raises for federal workers. That, FedWeek reports, allows annual raises proposed by the White House to take effect by default. Currently, the Trump administration is not advocating any raises for 2019, so federal paychecks would remain flat. Some Democrats are calling for 3% federal wage increase, but observers predict the raise will be decided in negotiations between the White House and Senate, and not until later this year. Patricia Doxies reporting in the Daily Freeman that on July 17th, Ulster County lawmakers delayed a vote on whether to ask voters about term limits this November after a controversial outside group backed the measure. Republican Brian Waltman of Kingston joined Democrats, some of whom had previously backed the term limit question, voted 13 to 10 to delay action on the proposal. The conservative organization Reclaim New York recently backed the proposal. Minority Leader Hector Rodriguez, a Democrat from New Platts, said it was a shame that, and I quote, "an outside group tried to get involved in what was an honest-to-goodness discussion," end quote. Speakers at the July 19th meeting called Reclaim New York, and I quote, "insidious, nefarious, and synonymous with dark money," end quote. Now county legislators won't vote on the ballot until September. Had they voted in favor this week, the measure would have gone to the ballot this November. Now it won't until at least November 2019, if passed.
Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.